I want to close with a story that Rabbi Krohn brings in his book, and it's a fascinating story that begins in a hospital. Two older men are both sharing a hospital room, and one gentleman is visited by his children, and his children, while they're mature adults, are exceptionally fine, exceptional balimidos. And the other gentleman can't help but notice how very, very careful they are and how very, very refined they are. And he begins a conversation, and over the days that they spend together in the hospital room, they become friendly. And finally, he asks them, what's the secret? What's the secret? And after a number of days later, the secret came out. He says, I was living during the Holocaust. I was one of the B'nai Tehran. I was transferred to Tehran. Eventually, I came to Israel. And I was brought up as a child on an irreligious kibbutz. It was a socialist, irreligious kibbutz. And I assumed that's where I'd spend my life. As I was growing up, there was a young woman that I met, and we became friendly, and the friendship turned into a romance. At a certain point, I realized this is the person for me, and we went for a walk, and that day I proposed to her. And she told me a very interesting thing. She said, I will consider marrying you, but I must tell you what I promised my mother on her deathbed, and if you abide by it, I'll agree, but if not, I cannot marry you. And she explained to me that when she was 7 years old, the Nazis ripped her from her mother's arms. And her mother realized that they were going to be separated in but a moment or two. Before she was pulled away from her mother's arms, her mother said to her, you're 7 years old. You're way too young to understand what I'm saying to you. But promise me one thing. Before you get married, you'll learn the laws of Taras and Mishpacha. You'll find a Rav, and the Rav, you'll ask him what are the laws, and promise me that you'll learn it and you'll follow it. This girl grew up, she was not religious, just like I on the kibbutz, and she said to me, before I get married, I promised my mother that I would learn these laws, I've studied them, if you want to marry me, you have to tell me that you'll abide by them. The man said, I never heard of these laws, I didn't understand them, I asked her what it meant, what it is. She explained it to me, I said, I need 3 days. 3 days later, I came back and I agreed. We got married, we remained on that kibbutz, and we had our children on that kibbutz. As our children were growing up, the story happened. We met a certain Rav. My wife became interested. I became interested. My children became interested. Very shortly thereafter, we left the kibbutz. And my entire family became frum. But my friends, I want you to hear the punchline. The punchline is his children were not b'nei nida. You see, his wife was not a nida when they lived together. A child who is a ben nida, a child who comes out of a nida union, is achzori. The Gemara says they're cruel. That's the nature of that union. That union brings forth a child who has a cruel streak within them. But if you're not a ben nida, and if you became not a ben nida through mesiris nefesh of your parents, because they gave up, sacrificed, even though they didn't understand it, then you're a child who's born with the opposite of achzorius. You're born with a very gentle nature, with a very kindly nature. And those children were special because despite their parents not understanding, their parents were keeping this formula. And my friends, this understanding is a very deep concept. And that is who you are is dramatically transferred to your children. The type of family that you bring up is based on who you are. The union with your wife will bring forth children. The way you treat your wife, the way you act with your wife, and ultimately the way you beget children will dramatically affect who they are. And this is a yesod that Western man doesn't understand, but this is a great yesod in parenting. Number one, you have to be the adult. You have to be the mature person. You have to be the person the child looks up to and respects. Number two, you have to genetically transfer to your children what you wish them to be. You have to be a bar hachi. You have to be a person of stature. When you are, you transfer that to your children. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us wisdom and the ability to put this into our lives.
You've been listening to The Shmooze, presented by Teferis B'nai Torah. For more information on The Shmooze, please visit us at www.theshmooze.com, where you can download all The Shmoozin free of charge, as well as view source sheets and address questions or comments on this or any other Shmooze. The Shmooze is completely funded by private donations. We need your help to continue our work. All donations are tax deductible and count as MISR. Please help us help others by calling 866-613-TORAH. That's 866-613-TORAH. Or you can make your donation right on the web at www.theschmooze.com.